Hello, my name's Hassan. I'm from the NUF, the National Union of Students. I'm going to make it really quick because I have a deadline tomorrow. First thing is, one of the things which is becoming increasingly prevalent for anyone who's read even a small amount of history is how terrifying similarities now show with the 1930s. What's more terrifying is the us and them mentality was being sold into us increasingly almost every day now through the media and through well, now politicians' rhetoric. I think one of the things that we have to remember is not only that there is no us and them, that refugees are people just like us, they bleed like us, they cry like us, they smile like us, they have feelings like us. In fact, it's very much we are them, they are us. But also, that the way our government treats refugees is a direct indicator of how they would treat us all if they could get away with it. Woo! And I was reading yesterday, and one of the first books I ever read when I was a child was Anne Frank's Diary. And those who are familiar with it would know that Anne Frank would have been 87 today if she had been allowed in as a refugee in Boston. And it was because of the American policy to get Jewish people at the time that she was not allowed in. And there'll be people who will tell us that us standing here today won't make a difference. What those people don't understand is that democracy doesn't end when you put a piece of paper into a ballot box. And we will defeat it. And I'll end it on one point, and that is a quote what took with me when I read Anne Frank's Diary. And that is that we don't have to wait for how wonderful it is that you don't have to wait for a single moment to change the world. You can start right now, right this very moment. Sheffield, let's start right now, right this very moment. Thank you very much. Right, I just want to thank, on behalf of Clara, for everybody who's come today. I think it's a fantastic show of solidarity. And we're going to wrap up shortly, but I thought maybe just a few announcements and maybe a bit of chanting. If you all want to, come back on Saturday. Tuesday, 7 o'clock at the United States.